Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lydia.
Hey, Lydia, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I think my boyfriend is lying about where he was last night.
Oh, okay. Now, hold on a second. Was it last night, Valentine's night?
Yes.
And he wasn't with you?
No.
Okay.
Here's what happened. Okay, so I asked him last week if he wanted to go out to dinner for Valentine's Day, and he said no, he has to work, right? He's a server. He works over at the Melting Pot. So it makes total sense for him to work on Valentine's night because, you know, it's huge tip money, right? It's one of the biggest days of the year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think at that place, it's probably the biggest tipping day of the year.
Yeah. So, like I said, I was totally okay with it. No problem. So, but listen to this. I decided I wanted to surprise him. So since we couldn't be together on Valentine's night and we couldn't hang out, I thought I would get him a little gift and then surprise him at work with some flowers. And I got a balloon, you know, just to kind of embarrass him in front of his coworkers. You know, I wasn't going to stay all night. I just thought I would go and surprise him and then take off.
Okay, sounds like a good plan. So what happened?
So I get there, right? And I ask the girl at the front if she can find Brian. And she's like, yeah, no problem. So she disappears for a while, and she's gone like kind of a long time. And then she comes back and says, well, Brian's not working tonight. He called off. So I'm like, no. He's definitely working. Can you please check again? So this girl goes to double check, and she's like, no, my manager said he called off this afternoon. So I'm like, all right. So I call him, right? He doesn't answer. So then I text him. I'm like, hey, are you okay? And he writes right back, and he's like, I'm fine. What's up? So then I go, well, I just stopped by your work, and they said that you called off. And he texted me back, yeah, I wasn't feeling well, so I stayed home. I'm like, all right. So, well, never fear. I'm on my way over. I got something to make you feel better, right? I got the flowers. I got the balloon. It's Valentine's Day. And he texts me right back, and he goes, no, babe, please don't. I'm not feeling very well. I don't want you to get whatever I've got.
Well, that has been going around. Everybody's been getting sick here lately. I mean, we've all had something, and as many if you women want to come over and take care of us when we're sick, it's always a good idea to ask first. Because, like, what if he's got the poops or something, you know? You don't want your girlfriend over to witness that.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately for him, I went to his apartment anyway, right? Because I was just going to leave the flowers and stuff outside his door and text them, like, I left your surprise outside, feel better, I love you, you know? So I get to his apartment, but his car wasn't there. So he's completely lying.
So wait, you went to his apartment anyway?
Yeah, like his work is like 2 minutes from his house, so I was just going to leave this stuff for him, but I noticed his car was gone, and the reason I noticed is that he's got assigned parking, so I know exactly where his car goes, and it wasn't there.
So you think he's lying then?
I'm not sure, but I'd like to know where he was.
Well, I mean, actually, he could have been at patient first, because I can tell you from experience, unless you're bleeding on the floor and your face is falling off, it's going to take him forever to get a room.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, I thought about that, right? But if you're actually there, why not just say, hey, I'm at patient first. You know, don't bother coming by my apartment.
Right, yeah. That's also true. Let me ask you this. Do you have any reason to suspect him cheating? Like, is there somebody else that you suspect?
No, not really. I mean, but if he was cheating, it totally wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, and I guess that's what you want us to find out for you?
I really want to know where he was last night.
When he was supposed to be with his girlfriend on Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you guys think? Any ideas on this one? I mean,
there's nobody else to call because we don't even know for sure if there is somebody else.
Yeah.
So maybe we could call and say we're from patients first or something.
Well, we don't even know that he went there to begin with.
Or we could do our fun game, the naked game. We could call him and ask him who's the last person to see him naked and see what he says. We've done that before.
Yeah, we could. It's so close to Valentine's Day. Like, it might sound like a setup. Like, Lydia, this is going to sound crazy, but do you happen to know what bank Brian uses? Like, does he have a debit card?
Yeah, he does. I'm pretty sure it's Bank of America.
Okay. When you guys go out to eat and stuff, does he pay in cash or does he usually use his debit card?
Oh, God, no. He never has cash on him.
Okay.
Like, we went out last weekend and I had to pay for parking because he didn't have any cash. So.
Okay. And you said Bank of America?
Yeah, I'm like 90% positive.
Okay, perfect. I think I know how we can find out where he was last night. Stand by because we're going to need his phone number, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so there's a 50-50 chance of this working. When we come back, either he's going to look really stupid or we are. Yeah. And Shag, let's bring Lydia up on line 2.
Okay.
And Lydia, you're going to be able to hear everything here.
Hello?
This is a phone call from the Bank of America Fraud Department. Please stay on the line, and one of our operators will assist you.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Brian, please?
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian, my name is Edward Sheeran. I'm calling from the Bank of America Fraud Detection Department. The reason I'm calling is because of some suspicious activity on your card that we noticed, and I wanted to make sure there's any illegal charges on here. We take them off for you, okay?
Oh, my God, man. Are you serious? This is... All right. Does somebody have my account number or something? This is ridiculous.
Well, that's what we're going to find out here, and if they do, we just issue you a new card, okay? So, let's see here. I got a charge at Walmart from last night for $368.98. Was that you?
No, that definitely wasn't me. I wasn't at Walmart last night.
Okay, don't worry. I'm just going to flag that one here, and then we'll cancel that entire transaction. Okay, how about $217.55 at Best Buy?
No, it wasn't me either.
Okay.
I don't understand these people get my card. I don't, like, shop online.
Well, there's a million different ways. Probably most likely off of a gas pump. A lot of those things have those illegal scanners hooked up that cyber thieves use. Okay, I got a few more charges here, but those were the big ones. How about this? To save time, why don't you tell me the last few times you used your card, like where you were, and if you can also kind of ballpark how much you used it for. Then we sort of have a starting point between real charges and illegal ones.
Okay.
So let's start with the last time you used your card.
I went to dinner last night. I was at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, okay. And do you remember how much your bill was?
Yeah, I think it was probably around like $50, somewhere around there, I guess. Like $50, $52.
Wow, that's a lot of cheesecake.
Well, I was, you know, out with someone. I was on a date, so, you know, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's right, Valentine's Day. I forgot about that. Okay, so Cheesecake Factory. Okay, yeah, we see that. I got that here. I can see it. Okay, so that was the last time you used your card then?
No, then I had one more from yesterday for sure. It was went to the movies after dinner, so over at Lynn Haven.
Okay, yep, I can see it. AMC Lynn Haven, right here. Okay, and how much do you remember spending there?
Damn, I mean, it's the movies, you know, it goes $40 or so. It might be two separate charges, though, because obviously I used once to get the ticket, and then we got, you know, concessions. So
yeah, food and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I've got both of those here. What did you go see? I'm just curious. What movie?
That movie everybody's talking about, that La La Land movie or whatever the hell.
Oh, was it any good?
I mean, I didn't like it, but I mean, she liked it, so.
Well, it's all that matters, I guess. Okay, any other charges last night that you can think of? Like a dessert, maybe? Did you go to a hotel? Or, I mean, like you said, it was Valentine's Day, so.
Yeah, no, none of that, man. Like I said, I used it for the movies and Cheesecake. That said, I didn't go to Walmart or Best Buy or any of that.
Right. Well, that's pretty obvious by these charges. Okay, I guess I just have one more question then, and that would be, why would you lie to your girlfriend and tell her you were sick, but then take another girl out to eat and to the movies on Valentine's Day?
I'm sorry, what? What do you? I don't understand.
Well, I was just wondering why you lied to Lydia and told her you were sick, but then you went out with another girl on Valentine's Day. It just doesn't seem like something you would do to your girlfriend.
Yeah. I'd also like to know who this person is. What was more important than me on Valentine's Day?
What the hell is going on? I don't understand.
Well, Brian, this isn't Bank of America. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show, and right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Your girlfriend Lydia asked us to call you.
I don't understand you, Brian. I'm not good enough for you. My not a good girlfriend to you. Do I do everything I can for you? And this is the way you decide to repay me? By taking out some other girl on Valentine's Day and lying to me about it?
Well, I don't understand how this came up, Lydia. Like, I thought this is not Bank of America calling me. Like, I don't.
No, this is not Bank of America. This is Z104, and Lydia asked us to call you.
It's just like something you guys enjoy doing or something. Like, I thought you guys, I know you guys do the flower thing or you want to send flowers to, but you do this.
Well, yeah, we do that too. That's just kind of another play in the playbook, I'm afraid.
Are you even going to answer my question? I'd like to know who this other person is and why you lied to me.
Babe, I didn't lie. I guess because, I cheated. I'm sorry. I thought I wasn't going to get caught.
Well, if anything, at least he's honest about that part.
That's your excuse? That, you're just a cheater and you got caught? That's your excuse?
Well, what do you want me to say?
How could you treat me like that?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's not good enough.
Okay, honestly, seriously, because I'm really, really, really sorry.
No, he's not.
Thank you for calling the Z104 Dirty Work Department. Unfortunately, you sound like a great big f***ing liar, so we had to hang up on you. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.